Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Galactic Healing Call. How is everybody tonight?
Greetings.
Greetings. I'm very happy to be here again. I want to let everyone know how we're going to do this call tonight. We're going to start off with a heart-opening meditation, and we're going to follow that with a message from Metatron that just came this afternoon. And then after that, we will, I will give everybody an update on Mark after that because so many people have been asking. And after that, we'll have hard news. And I would like it if you would please hold off on calling in your questions until after hard news. But I'll give you that number now in case you want to jot it down. The number to call in to BBS Radio is area code 415-762-1161. So hold off on questions until after Rama finishes with the hard news, Rama and Tara. And I want to welcome Rama and Tara with me tonight. And Marita was going to join us, and I haven't heard from her in the last hour or so. And I'm happy to have you all here. After the hard news, Mother Sekhmet has generously agreed to join us tonight. That will definitely help raise our vibration. And for the last day and a half or so, we've been collecting questions. So we'll go over all the questions we can tonight that you guys submitted. I know we've all been feeling a little traumatized, a little discombobulated. We had that big world heart opening, and that's always a lot of work, and we could use a little relaxation and rejuvenation, so that's what we're going to do tonight. So if everyone will please join me, we're going to start with a meditation. Now, I have been, you know, a couple of times the last couple of days I've been going a little stir crazy, and I'll call my friends and I'll say, well, what else can I do to relax? What else can I do to feel better? And Rama is always suggesting to try alternate nostril breathing. I don't know how many of you guys have ever heard of that, but I just tried it today, and I just, Googled YouTube so I could have...
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that it's called pranayama. Pranayama is the science of breathing, and it is a incredible science from India that's over 5,000-10,000 years old. That the masters, the yogis, people like Babaji sit up on Mount Kailash. I'm sure Swami Purna does this.
Well, in the modern history, it is about 5,000 years old. Yet, we already know that civilization has been here for millions of years. So,
correct.
These techniques have been here for millions of years, everybody.
And we started talking about it.
There's just a number of timelines, depending on who wants to keep what secret. Okay.
Are we got a fairly clear signal, Beth?
You're breaking up every other word or so.
You're breaking up every other word, too.
I am.
There's an echo.
Seth, what do you say?
You're breaking up, Beth.
Hey, Seth, we need to have a sound check, please. Oh, dear. Okay, we're reconnecting to Tara and Rama on another phone. So just hang in there a second.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, we got disconnected. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Now Marita's calling. Hang on, Beth.
Oh, good. Okay, so we'll see if we can get Marita on. So everybody, you know, Tara and Rama were mentioning the pranayama breathing to me, and I had never done it before, and I was pretty sure that I had seen President Obama doing it one time when he gave a speech, and I was wondering if he had studied the yogi practices. I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I'd be surprised if he hasn't. So I thought we would just try it a little bit tonight, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the YouTube instructional videos that I watched today on the website because these are amazing relaxation techniques. I've been working on this second one that I was telling you about all day, and it's called Kapalavita. And it is ideal for stalled thinking, you know, like, and also long periods when you're sitting, maybe in front of a computer. And it's almost like panting like a dog, but it's such a relief. And I'm going to show you that one too. And I was doing it this afternoon. I was in another room.
Hi there.
Hi, are you back?
Yeah, that was Marita Robert, and she says that the conference line and the telephone lines are real clear and that there's a general Comcast dysfunction going on, not just for us, but across the board.
I see.
Well,
you can't be on both.
I just want to explain what I am experiencing here.
I mean, there's not time for that.
There has to be time for this because it has to do with the technology here.
Yeah, if you just get on the phone and worry about it later, it'll be all right.
Well, what's happening, Beth, is that the laptop is down in the living room and it's not connected to Comcast. It's like, when it says join networks, I joined this network, said Lila's, and it doesn't have a little lock on it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the others have locks, which means it has a password, and I don't know the password. So this is like sort of a neighborhood.
I know, but in general, there's trouble with Comcast, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's not.
Yes, there is. Marita Roberts said that across the nation that Comcast is having a problem right now.
Okay. Well, what I was thinking of is closing it and then opening it again and trying to get on another network. But
we don't have time for that, Rama. We
okay.
can't. Just get on the phone. It's all right.
All right. I guess we got to call back, right? Yes.
No, you guys are live on the radio telling me about the computer.
Ah, okay. I guess we got to go live as it is. I am used to flying by the seat of my pants, sir, madam.
Don't worry. I'm going to get you so vibing on love if you give me a chance. You're going to feel so good in a few seconds that none of it will matter. This is kind of how our lives have been going, what I've been hearing about from everyone out there, that we're all a little bit, you know, and that's why we're starting out tonight with this meditation.
Beth, they haven't got Marita on yet. I mean, she's got to at least be called on the phone or something because she's not... You know, she's also saying that she's not connected yet.
Yeah.
Well, we've been trying to connect her on her computer, but she wasn't showing as logged on. So we will call her now.
Okay.
Because we certainly want her to be here.
Yes,
Yeah, I just got a little window that said BBS Radio added Coran Marita to this chat.
Okay.
And.
All right, well then ask if Marita's here. Ask.
I can't reach Marita on Skype. Do you have a phone number for her? Okay.
Yeah. I'll send it. Do you have it?
317.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing it, Rama?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sarah. 317.
773-0061.
Okay, hopefully we'll have Marita joining us. Rama, did you have anything else you wanted to share about the pranayama breathing?
About pranayama breathing is that it's a science that is this frequency to
Hello.
Do it.
Hi, Marita.
Yes,
thanks for joining us.
I was hearing you guys very clearly, and I was on this line, so if they were trying to call me on this line, that's probably why they couldn't reach me. So
hi.
Thanks, hello, and I'm looking forward to your meditation.
Welcome. Thank you for being here with us. Go ahead, Rama.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so this breathing is a science of a vibration?
Yeah, it creates a frequency through the connected breathing through the chakras.
It deals with your hara.
Yeah.
You breathe into the hara, which is the second chakra, and it develops strength, and strength and courage, and the color orange for building new ideas with new forms, and that's what we need right now. So let's think about breathing in the hara and breathing that beautiful, rich orange color.
Yeah, it's like like early sunrise as the sun is just peeking over the edge of the horizon, and it's that early morning orange, because that is the builder of form. And when you focus on that orange and breathe, it creates a frequency that rebuilds the tissue of the body. I passed the talking stick.
Thank you. So Tara and Rama were mentioning this breathing to me, and it's been such a jangle period, I decided today to try it, and so I've never done it before, and I don't know anything about it. I just thought I would mention it, and you guys can jump in anytime. And I will put this Yogi Master video on, who teaches it, onto the website in case anyone wants to look at it. I have been doing it all day, and it's fantastic. Basically, you know, you're going to breathe through both nostrils alternately, so you have to be cleared out. And sometimes, you know, it's the middle of winter, and we get all stuffed up, and there's low humidity in the house, and you might have trouble with it tonight. And if that's the case, don't worry. Just relax and see if you can't breathe in through your nose and out through your nose, because I find that very relaxing, too. So the pranayama breathing, the idea is to use your fingers or your thumb and close off one nostril and inhale through, let's say, your left side of your nose. Inhale slowly. Then cover that nostril that you just inhaled through and exhale through the opposite nostril. And that's a cycle. And then when you finish a cycle, you switch and you start breathing through, inhaling through, let's say, your right nostril, and then close off your right nostril after you've taken in a full deep breath, and exhale through your left nostril. So if you want to practice that while I am saying the meditation, inhaling through one side of your nose and exhaling through the other side of your nose and closing off your nostril with your fingers or your thumb. If you want to try that while we do this meditation, that's very good stuff. And if I didn't explain it right, it's because it's all new to me. And then the other breathing that I was exploring today is called Kapha Bhati. And it's a sort of an exhalation breath that comes from your diaphragm. And it sounds like a panting dog. It sounds like this. And you do that for about a minute, and then you rest for a minute. And then you do it again. And I will also include this great video. I watched this guy doing it, and he explains it great. And it is so revitalizing and so, I want to say it's relaxing, but that's not really true. It makes you clear. It makes you vibrant, and it makes you vital. So a lot of us have caught ourselves down in the dumpies the last day or two or five. And these breathing techniques help immensely. I highly recommend them. So if you'd like to get comfortable now, I'm going to take you on a little ride through the sun. And we're going to connect with love. We're doing this to open our hearts. And we're going to get centered and focused and refocused on our purpose of being love. So please relax and deep breathely. Sorry. Breathe deeply. Breathe evenly. Breathe cleanly. Breathe purely. Imagine, if you will, now, love. Pure love. 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 Warm. Fiery love, magenta love, golden love. Feel the vitality of love. Picture, imagine, feel, know the sensation of love, vibration, creeping up your toes and up, up, up your legs, over the joints, penetrating love, glowing, golden love, through your joints, through your veins, up your thighs, through your pelvis, up your torso, through your heart, down your arms and out to your fingertips, up your shoulders. Let your shoulders drop. Let your shoulders relax. Let all the tension be supported by this warm love. Liquid, glowing, magenta love. Relaxing. Your vocal cords. Relaxing your tongue. Infusing your face. Flushing you with love, pulsing in and out, infusing through the very scalp. Flushing, warming, flowing, infusing, glowing, love. Let your body, all your organs relax. Your muscles relax. Your bones relax. In a beautiful hot spring, you are infused with glowing, light, magenta, golden love. All your physical, all your structures are relaxed, at peace, soft, at ease, comfortable. Your body is relaxed. As you allow this infusion of love to penetrate every cell, every vibrating atom of your body. Imagine, if you will, your heart opening to this love. Now see the blazing golden sun setting just in front of you. Call Father Alcyone and Mother Sekhmet. Ask they help you ride through the bubble in the sun. You will be lifted up and taken through the golden, yellow, orange sun, Sol, and through there to the great central sun, riding on the shoulders of Father Alcyone. As you go through this light, this high vibration, this joyful experience, it opens your heart, it activates your heart, and it raises your love quotient. It fills you with light, it fills you with peace, and you return to this spot filled up with love. Thank you. I hope you all feel very relaxed and supported now, and filled up with love. I want you to just stay where you are and stay in that relaxed mode. And let me bring you a new message from Metatron from this afternoon. I'll just read that to you. And when I'm done, we'll have updates and hard news. This message is titled, Metatron Speaks. Are you a victim or a master? Remember the master you are. And this is a loving gift from Metatron, and I thank you, Metatron, for this message today. An ascended master, of which you are one, remains in a state of personal power all the time. Many people own their power only in an emergency or when they have to go to work. People are able to realize immediately if you do not own your own personal power. If you do not own your personal power, it will be owned by two others, your ego mind or other people. What do I mean, other people? You may have your personal power owned by the five corporations who own the media outlets. You can actually become addicted to watching the news and believing it's true. Last night, we were told that in Massachusetts, there was a senator elected. We were told this would destroy chances of universal health care. When you heard the news, did you stand in your personal power? Or did you succumb to dismay and delusion, disillusion? Things are not always as they seem. There are times when we must give ourselves permission to believe in something that seemingly the rest of the world does not. If we are fed news on a spoon by the mainstream media, newspapers, and TV, we must first be in our personal power. It is as if there is a golden violet ball surrounding your body. What is truth, love, and passeth all understanding is allowed into your heart sphere. All that is less than truth stays apart from you, out of your heart, and away from your mind. Little mind, ego mind, may try to own your personal power. Ego mind may try to talk you out of owning your personal power. Tell little mind it may sit on your right shoulder and be an observer, but you make the decisions here. The ascended master you are owns your personal power at all times, in all timelines, even in the separation of worlds, even in mass disaster, even during a change of plans, even when dates change because other things precluded decloaking. If you don't own your personal power, you can be run by almost anything in the universe. This includes other people, weather, biorhythm, the dark brotherhood, your ego, thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires, impulses, your physical body, and mass consciousness. It takes self-discipline every minute of every day to own your personal power in every situation. Mind your thoughts and cultivate this discipline. There are two keys to being a Christed being or being an ascended master. One is to own your personal power. The second is to have self-love. Self-love is key to being an ascended master. This is where you must begin as you learn to have control over your cosmic self. Your cosmic self is the mighty I Am presence. It is the full embodiment of all your selves. It is the full embodiment of your galactic hybrid starseed selves, your divine angelic selves, and your human selves. Through self-love, you have mastery over your cosmic self. Your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts do not create truth. If your thoughts are that you are unworthy, you live in a self-created hell. One who has self-love will not attack another, will not criticize another, will not seek to punish another. One who has self-love does not humiliate, does not gossip, and does not jump to conclusions. This will not be a true reflection of you, but will be the mirror you see if your thoughts are less than self-love. If you cross the path of one doing these destructive behaviors, love them even more. Owning your personal power and self-love go hand in hand. A crucial part of self-love is forgiveness. It is important to forgive others and also forgive yourself. The Hawaiian Huna call this Ho'oponopono. It means, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. It is important to receive love from yourself and also allow Mother and Father God's love, which is unchanging, unconditional love. Allowing this love from yourself and from the Force are key in remaining even and being the ascended master you are. Finally, to balance and integrate owning your own personal power and having self-love, then we learn loving detachment. This is a compassionate, loving act to yourself and to the rest of the world. Loving detachment is a divine truth all ascended masters use as a guide light on their path. Continue to weigh these truths and raise your thoughts to a place of loving detachment. Know the information and recenter your joy, your bliss, and your excitement of the imminent changes. Lift up your thoughts, for as you do this, you light the path of ascension, and more and more and more will follow in your footsteps. No one will have a shortcut to ascension. Having an open heart is key. If there are blocks to opening your heart, just visualize a lotus blossom opening where your heart is. Practice connected breathing and see the blossom open over the chambers of your heart. Each day before you rise, find a loving place in your heart. Own your personal power and release anything that would have you playing a victim. Do not fall into traps along the way. Have a plan before you start your day. Avoid situations which will have you giving away your personal power. If the news affects you negatively, stop watching the news. You will know you have obtained loving detachment when you can watch the news without judging the news or without having the news make you feel bad. There will be moments where it will almost feel impossible to stay balanced and integrated. When this happens, find a quiet place, take a break, and allow your energy to return to your body. Take a walk, have some tea, sit under a tree, rejuvenate, and come back to center. As you cultivate habits of self-love and remain in possession of your personal power and intuitively see the world through loving detachment, you become the cosmic master you are. Archangel Metatron. So thank you, everybody, for letting me share that with you. And the next thing I want to do is thank everybody for your patience. It's been approximately 28 days, 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 57 seconds since we heard from Mark. And I appreciate everyone's patience when you're not hearing much as far as updates for us. And so there's a few things I want to say about that. First of all, Tara and Rama and Beth have information behind the scenes that we are not sharing. And the reason we are not sharing is because we have been asked not to share. And since Mark is my very best friend and he doesn't want every drop of information of his personal life going out over the airways, I am honoring that request. And he will be back, and when he comes back, he will share, and we will hear the whole story. And so we're going to be lovingly detached to the situation, because the truth is, he is taking some time off. He's taking time off to be with family, to be with children and grandchildren. And when decloakings happen, he will be back. And I think he's entitled to some time off. And so I am lovingly taking up the yoke on my own, which is a two-person yoke, and I'm just holding up half of it. Sometimes I do an okay job, and sometimes I stumble. And so I thank everybody for your loving support, your patience, light, love, violet flame, and everything, all your kind remarks. Everything comes through me. I read every email. And Tara and Rama may have more to add to that, or maybe I've said all that needs to be said. But just understand, a lot of people are taking this silence as maybe there's some funny business behind the scenes, or they're making up stories of what might have happened, or they're hearing stories from other people who say they're in the know. And I will tell you, they are not. And I will say that, please understand, I have been asked to be silent, and I am honoring that, and I am taking the blows of any criticism that brings to me. And in that light, I want to bring up Marita Robert. Marita Robert has been an absolute angel, because I have said to her many, many times, I'm sorry, I have no other news. And she has been fielding phone calls and fielding emails with love every single day for a month. And I want to ask you about, I delete about 39 personal emails a day that say, hi, great work, love you guys. Please tell me how Mark is. I'm worried about him, and I really miss him. And I love every single email, and I appreciate you. I miss Mark, too. We all miss Mark. I understand that you're worried about him. You know, I'm thinking about him all through the day as I work, and I honor every email. But please know, I will be deleting them, because if I answer every single email with an update, I'm breaking my silence, first of all. And second of all, I'm taking away from my work, and that's not fair. And I'm asking you respectfully, please, if you're not getting an answer from me, and you're not getting an answer from Tara and Rama, because we've agreed to be in silence, even though we have more information. please don't ask Marita. Please give her the chance to do her own work. She lovingly supports us several days a week on these calls that we couldn't do without her. And she fields phone calls and emails every single day and supports every member of this family every single day. So please give her a break. She's not going to give you a different answer. And the same goes for Tony D at Welcome the Light. Please give him a break. He's in the same boat. So just trust us and know that Mark is well. He's fine. He's having time off with his family. He will be back. We miss him. We love him. And he said, okay, kiddo, you're going to take up the work for now. And I said, of course, you've earned that. I would never deny you that. Blessings. And we'll see you when you get back. And so that's the update, and that's the best I can do. And I believe when decloakings are here, we'll have a lot more news regarding that topic. So, Tara and Rama, do you have anything to add to that?
Okay. Thank you, Beth. That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
I have a little bit to add to that.
Please do.
These last 6 years... Let me get a drink. These last 6 years, Mark embarked on a journey with Tara and Rama. And that journey was quantum leaps ahead of Mark's family. And Mark's boys. And Mark chose not to go into it past the point where they could handle it. And with the events that have occurred in this last month, or how many days altogether, Lady Master?
28 days, 17 hours, 23 minutes, and 47 seconds.
There you go. I'm just saying that there's a fast forward that has gone into effect for every family and for every man, woman, and child with this event with Haiti. Something else is going on, and remember, Mark told us, he said that what this is about is to deal with this part of his life that is a healing. Now, remember, how many of your own extended families even barely perceive what we're doing, much less how many of us have doubted us? In other words, when you doubt one of us, you're doubting all of us. And that's a big lesson, because it's not about somebody lying or making up stories. Not at all. This has been an endeavor that has been going on for 400 years minimum at most recent banking fiasco.
And it is every bit the banksters and Saint Germain taught him the formula. Now he's saying, I am calling, I'm calling you all out. Have you passed your test? Obviously not.
No, not obviously not. Only that in the moments that we're getting more intense and more intense, there's a reason for the more of the intensity. Because exactly as Barack asked the polity to push me, that means that all of us are getting pushed. Because that which represents the highest good of all concerned in terms of, not in terms of an individual, in terms of a global change that is both
galactic and intergalactic as well. Global, galactic, and intergalactic change. Every level is experiencing this. And believe me, the last level is the physical. It's not the first. And as things appear to be a lie, remember, the universe doesn't recognize anything except the truth. So as it appears as a lie in our own third eye consciousness, in our own, you might say, pragmatic ego self, that would be something to praise, respect, thank, and love. Because the universe only sees goodness in everything, and we, as the universe, we are the universe, then see goodness in everything. Anything else is for you and me to go deeper, because denial is not the river in Egypt, and it makes us laugh when we say it all the time. Yet, when we understand that the connection of the river of life and the river of the Amazon, the river of the Nile, the river of the Mississippi, in terms of this Western major river connectings, they're all one river. They're all one river. That means understanding Egypt, understanding South America, understanding South Amexum, understanding North Amexum, understanding Morocco, understanding what Eshtar told us all maybe 3-4 weeks ago. We are all Lemurians, ancient, ancient Lemurians. And we are asking as a collective to heal this. And even in the sense of a, you know, a very young child, and a very young child indeed we all have inside of us that was in trauma. As a matter of fact, when we were conceived, when we decided to conceive ourselves into the womb of our mother and chose our father, we all were in trauma from the very beginning. As a matter of fact, it did go back to 1933 when Rama went with his father, Ashtar, to visit with the Solar Tribunal members with Lady Master Nada.
And I stood before the Solar Tribunal on behalf of the people of Earth and said, please give them a chance. Don't send in the Vogon construction fleets and make way for a hyperspace bypass. And they said, okay, we will give Earth a chance because we know you will make it. And they made it.
Well,
they made it.
There was an affirmation, and Rama got the responsibility. He took it when he stood up at the Solar Tribunal, and he said, I'm here to represent the children of Earth, and I'm here to ask in their behalf that you give us a chance. Now, we can do this. As dire as the situation is,
do it with love.
And that word, incorrigible, is truly what we all were. In other words, what we got at a soul level, anyone who came into this lifetime, good, bad, and ugly, it was a desperate situation, and it was radical, and there was a time that needed to be ended with peace, and it was looking rather grim.
It was. That's why I made the analogy that they, Lord Kryon of Magnetic Service, was saying, we might scrap the experiment known as Earth. And that's why I made the analogy, the Vogon construction fleet. And it was that serious, and Lord Kryon listened, Lady Master Nada listened, and said that this is greater than the whole, and there is that spark of serendipity that we know not the road that is traveled, and that's where the Nagual comes in. It's that non-ordinary reality that all of a sudden you're walking beside two Peshats, and before there was nobody there. Come, I passed the talking stick.
Okay.
That's true.
Tara, are you done?
Yes, I just said that's true. Rama just said is true. In other words, we are already in the fifth dimension. We never have not been in the fifth dimension. We've just been in varying degrees of shock.
And the latest news that I heard today from Stephen Miller to Tom Hartman to Randy Rhodes, everybody is just saying that don't throw Mr. Brown out just yet. He is a dark horse. Yet that dark horse may turn it right around. And understand, Senator Ted Kennedy is not dead. That is number one.
That's number one.
And Obama has to do what Obama has to do. Between him and Brzezinski and the rest of the dragons out there that are 1 inch away from going, and that reality Randy Rhodes brought up today where she said there's this crazy old coot on the internet who is saying that Bush Sr. is threatening Obama with execution. And she went on to say he lives in the city called London and he works for the Queen. And, it, you know, they're obviously speaking about Chris Story. And I called up and I asked her on the air, what do you think of this? And she said, you know, there's a million stories out there, Rama, and Chris Story is just one of them. And understand, this guy works for the Queen. Number one, why would he have an office in the city?
In the Tower of London, in the city, which is where the Queen, in terms of wanting to spend a single dime or a penny, she has to kiss the ring of the Black Pope in the Tower of London and ask permission. She never touches money, ever.
Oh, she does.
And she has to get permission. She has to decide what she's going to write. She has to ask permission. She has to write it and get it approved. And then she gets money. And that all is already said and done and gone. Yet that has been the protocol for the entirety of her reign. She's been nothing but a move on the chessboard. She didn't want to die. And she said, okay, and she was, you know, let's just say that there's always a lure.
Randy Rhodes brought it up today. Maybe the Queen now and Chris Story are having to ride the rail or the buses, because like the common folk, and, you know, no escorts, money's tight, and, you know, obviously the security is so tight in London on every corner. There is these lights and these cameras, and it's, oh, my God, I don't want to go there. But I'm just saying right at this moment, like we have been shown with the movie Avatar, all of it is changing in the moment, and it's only about love. This is why it is getting exposed. Jeremy Scahill sitting on Rachel Meadows right now.
And believe me, they are going to arrest these guys, these Blackwater guys. You know that Blackwater is responsible for 500,000 Moors. being killed in Hurricane Katrina, even without the hurricane ever hitting New Orleans. Everybody remember that.
Eric Prince.
And it was the same one, Hillary.
Eric Prince is mysteriously tied in with the Knights of Malta. And there was this weird story Tom Hartman did one day, and it might have been between November and December, and he brought it up and he called it how these billionaires are kind of weird, and they go about looking for the fringe New Age groups that are tied in with conspiracy theories, and they infiltrate them. And some of them are vampires. And it's interesting, Eric Prince is entirely obsessed with vampires and the whole vampirism story.
Well, then he most likely is undead.
It could be, just like Al Gore.
I mean, you can't continuously live, eat, breathe, and sleep evil. Everything that Eric Prince represents. And remember, everybody, Eric Prince represents the beginning in terms of his parents. His parents brought Amway to the world, and Amway was used to keep people distracted and working for money, which we were never, ever, ever supposed to do. Not ever. And they turned us into money mongers. And, of course, there was numerous folks that were lured. And each thought that we engage in has an effect on the whole. And each thought being aligned with the power of the positive thought every single second, there is nothing better to change the world. That's the thought that we had when we started this whole life existence of this final lifetime. We said we are coming in good, bad, or ugly to heal this. That's the truth.
And Randy Rose did this interesting little piece today. She said, when I get off and I get caught in my emotions, and she served in the Air Force. She was actually an Air Force mechanic on jets.
Holy cow.
I mean, talk about being a wise woman, Wicca. Lady knows how to take apart a jet engine and rebuild it, and also get dressed up and go out and be a lady. And she's quite a lady. But she was talking about doing walking meditation, and this is what calms her mind and her heart, her spirit, because she right now is being sued by three military contractors back since 2003 when she made statements on the air concerning these military contractors where they were hiring individuals, and those individuals ended up in body bags, and need I say more. But she said, this is how I heal this, by doing walking meditation and Tai Chi and moving the energy through me and out into the ether, giving it up to Creator Source and loving it just enough. It's at that place where, you know, loving the experience even more. She served in peacetime, yet at the time it was...
There's never been a peacetime that I can remember. It's an illusion.
Well, she didn't get sent over to the Falkland Islands when Ronald Reagan invaded the Falkland Islands during his term. And she got to stay here at, I think it was called Fort Hood. That's where she was stationed.
Where is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know that if Mark was here, he'd know.
Yeah.
Is that in Texas?
It could very well be.
It might have to do with.
Fort Hood. That's where it happened.
That's right. And she said,
where those 13 were shot in Fort Hood.
Exactly. And that's the largest military base in the world.
And Randy Rhoads was making the statements that, you know, they try to program you. And she talked about this today. She said that she got to talk to President-elect Obama before he got sworn in. And there's an orientation that goes on before you get sworn in by Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi or some of the other folks called the Supreme Court Justices. And this orientation, she said, I cannot talk about it on the air, yet what I will say is just remember what happened right after 9/11, where every member of Congress got a little visit from the MIDs, and they flashed a little light to make a metaphorical statement, if you get my drift. And that's the way Randy Rhoads left it, because she didn't want to go any further, because it's at the point where these guys, until Mother does her final dance, so be it, I pass the talking stick.
Well, Rama, there's a few new pieces of news this afternoon. I would love it if you would comment on some of it. I don't know if you saw the videotape out of Haiti with the UFO behind the guy.
Not yet, no.
There's two versions posted on the Galactic Roundtable. One's a two-minute version, and these Haitian fellows are speaking Creole, I assume. I think so, because the translation is into French, and it was on French news. And they're pointing to all the destruction and misery and stuff that's going on there. And these guys are staring right into the sun, and they have their hands up over their eyes because they're blocking the sun. And behind them in the sky is this sparkling light that the sun is reflecting off of, and it's a spacecraft, and then it blinks and then it disappears. And it's only on screen for about 8 seconds. But knowing that the Galactic Federation has been there night and day since the 12th, it looks to me like a GF ship.
It sounds cool. What I would say is that our brothers and are becoming more and more apparent in the sense of helping the people understand that as we all do this with one heart, one mind, the one-hearted people, we can go through anything and make it out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And loving even the idea that they are playing with the technologies that they are playing with.
But let me just say, experiencing our loving them in spite of their malintention, and experiencing it with love, and experiencing yourself, finding a way before we go into a pattern from the past of being very particular about lovingly expressing everything as though we are love. And, you know,
this is what Swami Purna talks about.
And my teacher also, William David from long ago, he said, imagine it at the beginning. You know, what is imagination? Imagination is reality.
I like that. I like that a lot.
This is what Cynthia talks about, too, on this very night. And what it is about is taking it to the quantum leap level, where as you see it, right, you are it, mm-hmm, and it is made manifest. We are that powerful as gods, creator gods, that said, in loving presence, I will do this to my full capacity to serve the greater whole. Even if I forget my name, where I live, and who I am. And
no, you can never forget that.
Yes.
You can try.
Right. It's that place where when I came in after between the 40s and the 50s, and what I remember being before I came into this present body, I remember working with different groups of soul matrix that were part of the Ashtar Command, and I just remember these incredible Merkaba vehicles that were purple and gold, as well as pink and orange and yellow, and I just remember that was what I was experiencing before I came into this body, and then things, you know, I free fall through that little white hole. I just remember sucked down like light speed into my mother's womb, and remembering Athena. Those were my last remembrances as I entered the womb. Athena calling to me.
Your mother.
Lady Master Athena saying that we will be talking again soon, Commander. And my talking stick.
Well, Rana, what I can say is that the first four nights after the quake, I felt like I didn't sleep. And I know I was working with the crews at night in Haiti, helping with the victims of the disaster. And I know that several ships were out there working with different crews for different purposes. And so then I think about day five or day six, I was growing weary from feeling like I hadn't slept night or day. And, but I wasn't remembering the work so much. And I called to Ashtar and I asked him about that. And the next night when I went to sleep, I only was asleep for about 5 hours. I woke up somewhere between 10 and 15 times that night. And that was a gift from Ashtar, because he was having me wake up, remember what I was doing, and go back to sleep. Wake up, remember what I was doing, and go back to sleep. And I remembered all the details that night. And I was working on sick bay on the New Jerusalem. And we were processing hundreds of people who had been sitting there for 5 days, 6 days, with two broken limbs, or broken limbs. They were swollen, they were dehydrated, and they had just been sitting in a field because there was no way for anyone to come and help them. And so we were processing the last of those injuries that weren't fatal, but weren't very nice. And there, we were so busy, there was no resting, and we processed hundreds of people. And so I did remember it that night, and I know you've been telling me some things that you've been remembering from working in Haiti too.
Yes, and they found a 15-day-old baby today who was buried in the rubble.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me. I want to talk about the orphans, and later when Mother comes, you know, we know there's the potential of tens of thousands of orphans, and we want to hear from Mother her thoughts about, you know, what is going to happen and what can we do What can we anticipate for these babies?
I can tell you that on some levels, the ship's counselors, along with many other galactics, are already, to use the phrase, infiltrating the population and working with the people as if they were some of the people spiriting them out up onto the ships with their babies. And let's just say no news network will ever talk about that. It
right.
is just like episode out of Star Trek. They have to do that. That's how they operate at certain times in order to not violate people's levels of evolutionary development in their own grace and loving presence, because the shock would be like, you know.
But now it's going to show up now.
Right.
We've arrived at the moment now where
yeah.
decloaking and landings are within a week of the enactment of the Sarlacc.
I understand.
And every the last two, three times Rama talked to the king, he would say no dates, but he would say it's going to be sooner than you think.
And today I took a little trip. And I was standing at that place where I called the ships in, and I experienced standing on the platform, and then it became a holographic platform, and I was standing on the bridge holographically along with the king, and he was holographically there, and we had a conversation with Ashtar, and Ashtar and him were just saying, these are the very moments that we need to send this Syrian commander even more incredible love, because the walls of seemingly that illusion of the mass consciousness that doesn't understand a whole year of what this guy has been doing. And this whole year, all he has been doing is cleaning up the last 8 years of absolute war crimes that go to the sky. And if the stories began to be told about Afghan massacre, a convoy of death, and on, because Afghanistan never had anything to do with 9/11, nor Iraq, this all has to do with the Stargates. And this is the one story no one really talks about, yet it is being discussed here. And
except that I do want to repeat that
yes.
the mind has opened to a higher presence.
Right.
And so we can stop saying those things anymore.
Thank you.
Right, because it just gives power back in the wrong place.
Thank you.
Those Stargates have been available to everyone who has opened themselves to the level where they are available. In other words, there are some safety measures in the universe.
There are protocols within the matrix of the universe that hold it together. It's the super glue, and that matrix is controlled by Metatron, Michael, Maitreya,
although
and,
we pretty
and
much,
Mother.
We pretty much overstepped our bounds in Atlantis.
We did.
Oh.
And this is why the temples of color, sound, and vibration and the whales and dolphins and all the other healing temples, because as the movies portray, there was this great mutant race that cohabitated with each other and humans, and they needed a slave labor race because the Atlanteans in their innocence and bliss and ignorance got lazy, and they started to control people with their powers, if you will.
Without love.
Without love. And they even went so far as to use these copper headbands, and there were gemstones on the copper headbands that had radio frequencies that used different kinds of thought processes.
A way to interstellarly communicate.
Right. And there were ways to short-circuit the Atlantean frequencies, and I got pretty good at that along with many other helpers, so that we were able to
And let's say clearly that what we mean when we say Atlantean frequencies, remember the Atlanteans were still in a very warlike mood because they had been fighting in the Orion War. And they just kept on fighting.
Yeah.
And they didn't care about nature. They just wanted the power over nature rather than to be one with nature, which is impossible. It's quite highly interesting that...
Highly probable.
That, well, just that the pursuit of something impossible. Well, dream the impossible dream and make sure it's positive this time.
Yes.
I have something kind of exciting, and I was wondering if you two can comment. There's a man named Benjamin Cream, and he's been talking about Maitreya for a very long time. And he put out a news release on January 10th saying that Maitreya, the world teacher, was on television in the United States in January of 2010, and he didn't go by the name Maitreya. But he spoke to millions of people on the TV, and that when the Day of Declaration happens, then he will come out and say he is Maitreya. And now he's touring, and he's been seen in Japan as well. And we all want to know, who is it? He came out as a regular guy.
Well, I'll just say that's great news. You want to know how great that is.
Sri Ram, Jai Ram. I will just say that what is going on is like Benjamin Fulford said, the Maitreya comes with the other brotherhoods and sisterhoods right now.
Benjamin Fulford said that?
Benjamin Fulford one time said it. He did. And then he dropped it.
He must have got half punished for that or something.
He got whacked. Good. And Benjamin Cram used to do the roles that I'm talking about.
Yeah, and he was getting himself deeper and deeper into trouble, too.
Yeah, CH and MK, and I won't go any further.
Well, then Kelsey Maitreya, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And Benjamin Cram, along with George Soros, stopped. Only George Soros got killed and cloned, and now he works for the good side of the force. And Paul Volcker is involved in this as well. And Paul Volcker was a good being in the Carter into Reagan administration, yet Paul Volcker got threatened within an inch of his life, and he had to kind of disappear. And what I will say about all of this is that they know the money master's games inside and out from Saint Germain because he taught them the formula. And now Saint Germain is calling in the chips and they got to ante up and they got nothing. And this is where you have to love them even more because they have to answer to Saint Germain. And Saint Germain will be as loving as he is in his way. This ties in with...
Yeah, it's definitive. In other words,
definitive. And this love ties in with Lord Maitreya and the other brotherhood sisterhoods who work in conjunction with the ascended master hierarchies and the other spiritual hierarchy, space commanders. This brings in all the folks that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Mr. Beloved Lord Maitreya represents a frequency of the 10th incarnation of Krishna. And Krishna is all about just joy and love and peace. And
well, also a good householder. This
yes.
is as simple as you can get it. Krishna, in other words, remembering that the origin is of all life in any galaxy comes from inside a black
whole.
Right, mother.
Mother's womb, the Holy Grail, is where in nature, we gave this example long a while ago here, that there are these plants that grow at the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
And that inside these plants, there is cosmic light being emitted. You are 7 miles down or 6 miles down in the bottom of the ocean, and there's light coming out of a plant.
And that has to do with the inner earth, the terra, the sun, inside the inner earth. And as more and more frequencies of living light come forth, the terra will shine more. What I was going to say about this is that as peace is declared and the announcements are made, Lord Adama, Lord Anton of the Silver Fleets, and the other folks from Telos and Agarti and the other subterranean cities, there is this place, Mykos, of Porto Logos, and this is under the Matagrasso Sea off the coast of South America, and Mykos is a librarian, much like you were Gaios of Alexandrian Library. And Mykos is a librarian of this vast crystalline library that links up with the Akasha records of the halls of Amenti. And this goes on into Pi, and I have to talk thick.
Well, Rama, what do you think? Should we invite Mother to come now?
How about, do you want to just see if anybody wants to ask a question or anything first?
Okay, let me give the phone number. The phone number to call in with a question is area code 415-762-1161. And I'm not sure if we have any callers waiting now. It doesn't look like we do.
I will see what I can do, Lady Matt.
Thank you, Rama.
I think we got to let him go to the goddess for a minute here.
Yeah.
I understand.
What can I say? I can just say that I pray that we will learn together to be calm in the face of any antics that may come up. These hiccups that we're going through now, there's going to be lots of them. And, you know, when you're making a transition that's completely 360-degree transition, you know, the great reversal, you're turning everything inside out. You know, when you're in polarity and imbalance gets extremely tedious and precarious, then there's that necessity to be calm. And that is the first law of love. That's the first law. Not become in the moment, become every moment. Become in present time. That's the only reality there is. This other thing has really been our test is, you know, let's have hoopla 24/7 and see who's going to remember about being calm. Ha ha. And I'm not saying that it's easy, because that isn't what was said to us. We were all told that this would most likely not be so easy. And, of course, it hasn't been. It has been more than a challenge. And, again, resistance is futile, because as soon as you revert back to a, you might say, a comfortably uncomfortable place, which is that you put up a little bit of a shield of some kind, and it can take a million forms. And then you say, well, I'll wait until the next time to get a little more courage up. That's okay. That's okay. Yet it's those times when we're comfortably uncomfortable that as we would choose to jump in to the fire, without shield, and I don't mean, you know, where you're going to cause yourself harm. I want to make that clear. I'm talking about the fire of love and surrender and openness. And again, be wise and choose to be in a safe place. Number one, there has to be that sense of freedom. And, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome, when Cynthia and Michael were working with Vietnam veterans who were in the middle of the battlefield all the time, this process that they worked with actually went into the center of the cyclone and brought up some calm energy. Oh, you don't have to whisper.
Ariella's on line one.
Hello?
Hi, Ariella.
Oh, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, how's
it going? Yeah, I'll be brief because I'm at work, so I'm not supposed to be on the phone. But, what y'all said earlier played into the question I was going to ask anyway, so I'm glad y'all brought up that topic. As, you know, I've been calling here and been saying I'm Aria from Shreveport, but I'm actually from New Orleans, and I was, you know, born and raised. And y'all mentioned Blackwater, and I've been hearing a lot of stories that I've been looking into and stuff like that. I know y'all got pretty much 9/11 covered. I know that's going to come out. And, you know, I have been hearing too much about, what about Katrina and this, you know, what happened there and stuff like that. And, you know, I was wondering, you know, is that going to come out to what really happened for us, the Blackwater? Because, you know, I have a lot of friends that's, you know, that was inmates that was murdered by these guys that, you know, that was supposed to come home, I think, like 2006, you know, and they had a lot of them sitting on the interstate and stuff like that. And they haven't been, you know, no whereabouts about them. So, you know, I was wondering, when is that going to come out? Is that going to be after 9/11 gets exposed? You know? So, yeah, that's my little question.
Thank you, Ariel.
When is what going to come out? The stuff about what? I can only hear one person at a time. Pardon?
Well, the Katrina, Blackwater, you know, what they've been doing, because they murdered, I heard they ordered a lot of body bags from, I think, Canada, or I forgot what country, but they ordered a lot of body bags, because they murdered a lot of inmates that was down there, and they never made it home, and they, you know, and I speak to some of my friends, and they don't know where they are, you know. So I was like, the stuff that was going on, the untold stories of what Blackwater was doing down there. That's what I was going to say. Is that going to come out?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is all going to come out. Blackwater.
It's already coming out.
Yes, Blackwater.
Jeremy Scahill was on there tonight. And he was talking about Blackwater in Haiti.
That's
And you know, and I know that Blackwater anywhere means death.
and that represents Hillary and the Knights of Malta and the Vatican and Du Bois, if you get my drift. And what I'm trying to say is,
well, you know, they're talking
privatized armies is what we're talking about here.
Controlled by the Vatican.
Controlled by the Vatican.
And there was somebody talking about the Vatican, I think even in terms of Ratzinger himself and his family backgrounds and ties to all kinds of Nazi activities. I mean, more detail, I can't remember. Somewhere on Democracy Now or somewhere, not maybe there, but on Three Speech, I can't remember right now. I have to look around again.
Recently, there was...
Very recently.
There was also this elderly gentleman, I would only call him that, but he was saying, they were saying, I think it was on DWTV from Berlin, they were talking about this man who was a guard at the prison camps, and he was being put on trial as a Nazi criminal, and looking at the man's aura, and I have to just say that when you join the agencies, you join the agencies from cradle to grave. It's part of the karmic destiny of different souls that put on a dark hat. And at any point, they can, of course, take it off themselves, but they have to get out of those down in the dumpies and drop all of the pretenses of the idea that Lucifer is in control rather than Creator Source. If they answer to Lucifer, the bringer of light, but they call him Lucifera. And it is over. That hologram, I can't say it enough times, it is over. And at that place, this is why the frequencies are moving by leaps and bounds, second by second, right now, moving towards 13 hertz. And if you're really quiet, you can hear her breathing. And I mean Earth Mother. This is what is being said.
Well, those were the last words of Arundhati Roy in 1999 when she had the first World Social Forum in Puerto Alegre, Brazil. And she started off her last little words with the, you know, the baby killers, referring to the empire and the 13 families, and that they used South America to experiment. In other words, you want 9/11? Let's experiment in South America first.
And that's they got rid of Allende and they put in Pinochet.
Well, they did a lot more than that. They needed to have natural resources available in terms of food for the Dark Satonians, and they were just doing that. The torture and the sexual perverseness of torturing people and getting off on doing that has been the nature of the beast. And you could see it in George Bush Jr.'s smirk. I forgot there was a name for him, for his smirky little face. Yeah, it's a very painful place to be, to experience no love and to only have a substitute of enjoying others when they're in pain and suffering and death. And that's the infinite samsara that is coming to an end through each and every soul deciding that they want joy. And I think we just got Mother in our midst, so let's greet you. Greetings, Mother.
Greetings.
In the light of the most radiant one, in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energy of
Are we still here?
We're still here.
Mother, you were just introduced with a beat.
Oh, we come on with brass balls. That is why.
Well, Mother, greetings. I will say bring it on, and I love you with your brass balls, and I promise I won't pull your tail. Just please, can we end this absolute scenario of suffering and pain for now and forever?
Yes. We would just say infinite samsara over samsara, but that is that little place in which you need to, shall we say?
No, you can't talk like that. Nobody can hear you. Not on the phone.
Okay.
Can you say what?
Got to remove that little glitch in the brain that says, I am less than creator source, not equal. And it is part of the programming of what occurs when you enter this realm. This is what we are seeing in the sense of the last little vestiges of what you call this empire. It is all they have. It's just this little strand of reality.
Illusion, please.
Illusion. They are masters at it, because
well, we are masters at recognizing that now.
Yes.
Can we now have announcement time and arrest time, Mother?
Already in the process.
In public.
Yeah.
In other words, don't you have the option now to have Ashtar just send one of the command up there to start talking about Masara?
We would say that there are many irons in the fire, and one of them is going to be popping out any second. And it has to do with the idea. Maybe, like the message, this temple of the living God got today from the old lady from Tibet, who said...
What old lady from Tibet?
The one he talked to with the produce.
Oh, okay.
And said Kundun and Obama will be getting together to share a message about the Star Nation.
Just to remind everybody, Kundun, he's talking about the Dalai Lama when we say the Kundun.
Yes. And this is the place in which we have to say it is out of left field and only just making the comments of what was passed on to us by the understanding of our friends here goes looking for the news in the most unlikely of places.
Like where?
The produce aisle at a Whole Foods from the old Tibetan lady who's putting up the produce, who just happens to have a satellite phone connected to Mr. Kundu.
Oh, really? Oh.
Passing on what we were told.
I think there's a bit of an echo there, Commander, if there's a way at the station to kind of settle that one.
We are just saying everybody is in place seemingly looking one way, and when peace is declared and announcements are made, the holographic program comes down and everybody wakes up and a lot of folks aren't what they appear to be.
And a lot of folks are really good things that we didn't know before.
Yes. And our galactic friends will, in a sense, go streaking across the field, mind you, they understand the protocols on your world. They would just say the reality in which what is occurring is, there is a proper timing to all of this in this very second, and this is why we were told Kundu, along with Obama, may be having a message for the world any time now. We passed a talking stick.
Are you saying Obama may have a message?
With Kundu.
You mean come out on stage together?
Could be. He may take a trip over there on his way to China.
When's he going to China?
Don't know. We are just looking at the different airwaves and frequencies across your dimensions, saying these characters pop up unannounced on your doorstep. Who knows? We are just saying the reality in which maybe Ashtar Sananda have a plan they are not sharing with the brain of this one, in the sense Obama Kundu planning to announce the presence of Galactics.
That's right. You know, also today, the Camp No cover-up has been out there.
Oh, yes. Secret camps where they turn you in.
No. They're just using to tell the truth about these three gentlemen that ended up dead there, and they said it was a suicide.
Suicide murder.
That's right. And
murder one.
This is just right on time, because Barack Obama did sign three executive orders, and all three orders will be engaged.
This is what we gotta say on the matter, because this is tied in with this religious ideology that began after 9/11 with the bad guys over there. Afghanistan, once again, never did 9/11. It. The government here did it against we the people. And if you remember the few days just before 9/11, funny little ticker tapes began running at the bottom of all the TV networks.
What did it say?
Just running the ticker tapes of the constant stream of news. Has to do with the programming of the slaves. And it is the reality in the understanding the matrix over already. This is why we are seeing Kundun, the Syrian commander, getting ready to announce peace. It is at the same time they are playing with these brinkmanship games and the area of Pakistan. They want to play with Waziristan, Tajikistan. All of these stands has to do with the Stargates, and Stargates will never be controlled. They are of their own creation energy. and would not be wise to attempt to control stargates. Unfortunate events occur where we have to show up with the temporal mechanics and fix time-space continuum. Not easy task, yet it is the reality in which we speak. Quantum physics of how universes work within each other, and these ones with their 13 families, stories of earthquake machines and other dimensional technologies, they are on the verge of these technologies learn from the little gray people and not 10 to 15 million years ahead of where we are or some are. It is in the place we can just say all of the events occurring at these very moments have to do with the ending of the timelines now and the stories that have not been told of our people, who they are, all of our people, not just Syrians or Pleiadians or Lyrians or the people from Boots or the Great Bear or the Little Bear or the Swan. And we go on and on with all the constellations, too many names. We are just saying we are all part of story. Now it being concluded in these very final moments. This is why the Windmakers here and your governments of your world are very concerned. And they come up with the stories that Nibiru showing up to rip the dimensional placements, your magnetic place alongside other worlds. We would only just say Nibiru showing up to escort these families home for the last time. Had to do with the cleanup of what occurred already. You moved into Satyuga. No more blood entrails hanging out of Kali Yuga. There is no spoon. But if we need to lift the bowl, we will.
What? Lick the bowl?
Yes, the bowl of stew.
Oh, without a spoon. I think that's how cats do it, Mother.
They do.
Mother Sekhmet, this is Beth.
Hello.
Hello. When you're talking about this tonight, it reminds me last August, Mark and I were lucky enough to meet with Swami Purna, and he said, there's someone I want you to meet, and he took us to Tibet. No, he didn't. He took us to the Himalayan mountains, and we went to a monastery, and there we got to meet with the Dalai Lama, and he had a message for us. And it feels like it's connected to now.
We would say affirmative, Commander.
Now you got my curiosity up. What was the message?
I don't remember. I'm going to have to pull it and post it. I knew that when we were invited then to see the Dalai Lama, specifically suggestion of Swami Purna, that it had a serious and significant message because I didn't understand it back then, and we hadn't requested it. It was shown to us.
Oh, goody. Well, you better go get that, because if you thought of it now, it's going to be a humdinger for now.
Thank you, Mother Sekhmet. I don't know if we have more callers. We may have some other questions. Vilma, yep. Have you been hanging on there?
What was that? I thought there was a Vilma. Did you say somebody before that?
No, that's what I said, too.
Okay, Vilma, come on. Let's hear you. Are you still there?
Well. Vilma, on line two? Hi. No?
No.
We also have a Jason waiting on line three. Jason, are you still there?
We don't even see Jason on our. The number is 415-762-11. No, I'm sorry, I got it wrong.
116.
Beth, you have.
Yeah, you had it right. Thanks, Marita. 415-762-1161.
Oh, I was right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Robert, everybody else.
If it's okay, while we're waiting, I had asked some people to post questions, and they have sent me some. May I ask one of those questions?
Sure.
This is one of our friends. His name is Nuriel, and he's writing from Israel. And he says, Shalom. First of all, thanks for all the news and your commitment. It's always a relief and quite an uplifting for the soul. After there was so much written about arrests, Nasara, and change, it would be nice if you can get an update about the actual situation in Israel. It still feels here that peace is far away. The hate grows, and believing and living peace here is, for me and many others, still an uphill battle. Some time ago, you wrote that Jerusalem is already divided and peace is here. Well, I pray for it every day, and I see and love everyone as an equal creation of God. But walking the streets of Jerusalem still today gives me a different picture, so it would be great to hear some good news.
What we can say is, in this ancient city of David, there are frequencies of living light, living love, and if there is a way for you, sir, to be able to go to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Dome of the Rock, and if you can hang out there, yet don't know if this is a place from we do not take sides, yet we have to say what's going on there. It is not the people of Israel. It is the 13 families who are tied in with
Zionism, which is all inside the auspices of the Catholic Church again, through the Priory of Zion.
These people, the 13 families, have tried to play covering up the eyes of the world with the issues. And yes, we understand life in Israel, not pretty. Life in Gaza, not pretty either. We are there all the time. Life in Haiti, not pretty at all.
Life in the United States, not pretty.
No. And what we can say about these issues is being corrected immediately with the help of hiring the heavens. The heavens have answered, if you will. And we can just say, like what you were speaking about, Lady Master Beth. Story you posted, YouTube, the craft.
Yeah.
Showed up. This going on all over your world, yet very much got to somehow, your networks at the right moment, the nanites will upload, download, and the network will shift, and it will be the galactic channels that will be heard. Then you will be hearing the voice of the captain and the admiral. And we will just say these events are so close. It is not funny.
Do you mean it?
We are just saying that is what we heard from the captain's quarters in the last 48 hours.
We really got to remember that 2010 is 2012. Yeehaw!
And cannot say what the
wrap
captain,
our brain around that one.
We cannot say what the captain would say concerning this. We will let him speak for himself.
Concerning what, Mother?
First contact. The signal that will be given. Where you will be seeing Keith Olbermann talking, but it will not be Keith. It will be the voice of Ashtar.
Oh, that sounds
perfect. Yeah. And we cannot say what day that will be, what hour, what second, but yet it is right now. That is how close it is. And it is in the understanding. 1 second, look this way. The next second, there is no spoon.
Thank you, Mother Sekhmet. I think we may have 3 callers waiting now.
Oh, okay. It's not updating itself.
It's not updating itself because you're not on there? That what?
Velma, are you online too now?
Yes, I am. I got disconnected.
Sorry.
That's okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, everybody. I love all of you guys. My question, I guess it would be to Mother Sekhmet. I love you, Mother. I just wondered about something. They're doing this big marathon, gathering up funds for the people in Haiti. And by past experiences, the money doesn't really get to the people. It just lines up the black hat's pockets. And I was just wondering, in this one coming this weekend, are the people from Haiti going to receive this money, or is it going to be laundered again or stolen? Can you comment on that, Mother?
Go ahead.
We will just say the right events are occurring for the people of Haiti to get the help they need.
In other words, we are going to interrupt the status quo. In other words, the way that the 13 families have decided things get done. That is interrupted, and it's a permanent station break. How's that for an answer, Vilma?
That is wonderful, wonderful. And thank you so much for all of you reports and lessons and everything. I love you guys.
Thank you,
Vilma. I bless the talking stick.
Ditto, love you more, Vilma.
Thank you, Lady Master.
Thank you, Vilma. The next one we have waiting is Jason from Ohio on line one, please.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Actually, as everybody else, I'd like to say thank you for all the work that you guys are doing. It's nice to be able to have an outlet and to get information. The one thing, I have more of a comment than a question, but I would like to get your feedback. The comment is that pretty much, I know everybody is kind of expecting all of these things to happen right away, or at least there's been an interruption with everything, and I think in the meantime, you know, I think a lot of people, like on Tony's website, he's saying that a lot of people are disappointed, or what do we do now, and all of this, and my comment is just pretty much, I think, you know, everything is happening for a reason, and I think right now everybody needs to, in my opinion, to reflect internally and to connect internally. We're looking on the outside for this information. We're looking to the Galactic Roundtable for specific information that we're, you know, holding on to. Oh, you know, when is this going to happen? But I think one of the points of the delay would be that we all need to learn how to reflect internally, how to find the information within ourselves. And I think it's a good opportunity to look within ourselves, to look deeper into our meditations and to look for that information and to, you know, get that for ourselves so that, because, I mean, this is something that we're going to have to do eventually anyway. And I think this is just another step for us to prepare to be able to do that better. You know, we're so hungry for information. We're so hungry for, you know, when are all of these things going to happen? But, you know, it's the path that we're all taking, and the point of the path is to be able to look internally for the information and to actually see the truth there. And that's just basically my comment, that a lot of people who may feel lost or feel like they don't know what to do or they're kind of desperate, you know, I think it's a time for us to find that calmness within ourselves and to sense what's happening more than just relying on getting external information, because that's the point of ascension anyway.
You are quite right, Jedi. We only just say it is at the place in which we must go into that inner council, and at that inner council you will get the wisdom from the heart. Sometimes gotta just chill, and is the place in which quiet the mind, quiet the heart, and you can hear her breathing, and she is, and you are her. That is how we coexist symbiotically in. Yes.
Well, again, thank you for all the work, and I look forward to all of these wonderful things that are about to happen. So thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Commander.
Thank you.
I have someone named Denise from Florida on line 3, please.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, my question is a bit of a galactical nature. I've been calling, I guess, for another segment. Thank you guys again also for being here too. But you guys already know that. I've been having some really prophetic dreams, I guess you'd call them. And the last one was very specific, the last few, and it was actually a Captain Hubert, and it was very visual about the ships that are have shadow ships, like, with them, and then they actually morph into the giant ship over the city. So very specific that it was like it was happening for real, and even I saw, like, a rover drop out of one of the shafts. And it was, like, so big that it, like, took up the whole street. Of course, it was more mechanical in nature, but it was gigantic. And it started picking up people. in pods and stuff like that. And then it was funny because last night in my dream, I dreamt that I was actually driving a vehicle, and I'm hoping that it's a good pod picker up. Like, they pick up people and even pets. They have, like, a different place that they put the pets. But I'm making sure that it's a good place and not a bad place that I was. Because, you know, you hear about the stories about, you know, but it seemed like it was good. I just wanted to make sure, and I figured you would know. What did they put the people? They purified them, like, in a purifying pod, and then they put them in another oxygenated food water pod thing, and like I said, the pets were somewhere else, and they took them somewhere. And I think I was helping pick people up or something the next night. But does any of that resonate, or can you expand on that any for me? Because it's very 3D, like I was there.
It sounds like what you are experiencing may be being placed in rejuvenation reintegration chambers.
Now, I couldn't understand a number of things you were saying because you were talking a little bit too fast and a little too muffled, but I just hope it was positive.
We have to say that during the night work and even in the daytime when you are quiet and heart open, the mind still, we can come and send the being in, and you go up. It is the understanding in which, when the energy's right, things happen in very good way.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I just wanted to make sure it seemed like it was good, and I was just learning. Like, they were just showing me, preparing me. So thank you. That's what it felt like. I just wanted to make sure.
It's pretty echoey, Lady Master. As long as you can continue the positive part of your experience, there's some echo. Can BBS help us with that echo?
Has it stopped echoing?
That's better, Denise.
That's
sorry about that. I guess I had my other phone on. I'm sorry. This is the one where I called in, and then I had, I guess, the other phone. It was sorry about that. That was totally my fault.
Oh,
but anyways,
no, much better now.
The dreams are very real. I didn't even expand upon how detailed they were. Like I said, I was given a lot of details. So that's why I just wanted to make sure it was something good and not a warning, because I know that there's always two sides and it can be a little tricky. So thank you for your reassurance. And that was it. You've answered my question.
Good.
And thank
good.
You.
Yes, thank you.
Denise, I just want to add, you know, Mother Sekhmet said she felt you were experiencing rejuvenation and reintegration, and I want to tell you that you are not the only one I've heard from this week experiencing that, and I think it's happening to a lot of the ones in their night work now, and it makes sense that that would be what you would be experiencing, which is completely positive.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And it feels good. I mean, I know I've been changing, you know, trying, like you said, the seaweed and doing a lot of different, changing some of my habits. So they lost my oxygen tablets, though. I was going to do those, too.
Well done. Good. It's working.
Yeah. So I definitely feel a difference. And so it is a good feeling, and I'm glad that they're sharing, that they feel that I'm good enough, you know, and I guess advanced enough to share it with me now instead of just my sleep time. You know, I get to remember some of it now, so it's a good thing.
Good. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks for being there and making me feel subnormal.
My pleasure.
If I'd be having this conversation in a bar, it would be a whole nother story.
We are used to that, too.
Yeah. Serious, the Red Dog Saloon, right, Mother?
That's right. A double.
Are you serious?
Klingon ale, what else?
You guys are funny.
Hi. Oh, Denise, do you pass the talking stick, dear?
Oh, please. Yeah. Please. Yes, consider it passed. Wait, oh, okay, sure, I've got hung up on the other phone. Okay, so I just need to call the other number back now, don't I? Okay. All right. Bye, you guys. God bless.
Thank you. Taliba, hi. Are you waiting on line one? How are you?
Hello, Tara and Rama, Mother Spec Nick.
Well, my it was just an experience in my dream, and then I just wanted to have one quick question. The first I'm gonna I just want to know a feedback, Mother Sekhmet, on this dream that I had like 2 nights ago, and it was these gigantic metal eyeballs, about human size, maybe tiny but small, that was chasing me through a house, and then my dream like switched quickly, and then I was facing a window. I don't know if I was on a ship or in a house, but it was a clear window, and I was pointing to my family that I'm living with, and I saw Earth, planet Earth, like shooting up to the sky, shooting up, and the sky was blue and gorgeous, but I was seeing Earth shooting up in the sky, and I'm like, oh my God, look at Mother Earth, she's ascending, and like the whole excitement just jumped, you know, I jumped out of the dream in excitement. I'm like, oh my God, was that real? And it just felt so beautiful. And then, and also my other question is the tax accountability government contract law, executive order that was passed today. I just wanted to know because there were some interesting things that the Syrian commander said about, you know, the accountability for these government contracts from these, you know, high-profile people, that they would have to return this money, and this money can be used to send people to school for free and, you know, give back to humanity. And when he said some of these things, you know, the Nassar rang a bell. So I just wanted to know, you know, is this, you know, something that is a part of the whole divine order and the divine plan that needs to take place? And I pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Tom.
That was a little hard to understand, too, because that sounded like there was two phones maybe going at the same time again. Did you understand?
Okay. Why, we will just say that the understanding of what occurring is that the issues of the politics at hand will, as peace is declared, Nassara announced, the events unfolding has to do with how this filtered down at a local level with the understanding that what's happening, all of reality sinking in the sense, the reality sinking in at the local level where things go back to constitutional law rather than administrative law or statutory law. Yes, goes back to the sheriff. Sheriff, the highest law of the land in the local township, not these games that are played with unlawful judges, administrative henchmen tied in with Blackwater, to give an example, and militarized police who don't serve people, not the commons, they serve the corporation.
Well, that's about to be dissolved so quickly now that...
Yes, the only reason we bring it up is that if we are to understand the question, things going back to where they were, where we, the people, own the commons and hire the local law of the land, get elected lawfully by we the people. All of these republic ideas coming back, circle.
Although we're not going to have a party system anymore, so this idea of round table with a rotation going on, meaning when there's 12 different areas to cover, which embody those 12 disciplines of the 12 rays.
Yes.
Then there may be many, many categories within each of those 12 categories, and many, many people who will continue to rotate on that council to present their knowledge and to present their ideas. So there's going to be a lot more participation and a lot more, you might say, structure, because the age of Capricorn coming up here is a very structured age, everyone. And that is the next 2,000 years. And now that we're out of the time frame, you know, we're in 2012, everyone, which means we're functioning in a simulcase, simulcast. We're functioning in no time.
Yeah,
absolutely. The closest thing I can give to it is, for instance, when somebody gets seven counts of 7 years, you know, for seven different crimes simultaneously. Well, then you got seven counts of magic or 12 counts of magical things happening, only they're happening simultaneously. So you've got every age actually in one moment, all occurring simultaneously. So it's like learning how to juggle. And learning how to juggle more and more balls, you might say, and learning how to do it without dropping any of the balls. And I think Rama gave me an example of that, Mother. Remember the first thing he said is that Ashtar would have Rama watching a television where he'd have to really concentrate and get the download of what was on there. And there was this sphere, and the sphere had to be paid attention to as well.
The sphere was a metal sphere like chrome. A sphere would come out of the ceiling. We had to hold it up with the understanding of the telekinesis and watch the screen at the same time. So we got quite good at it in the understanding can do two things at once, nothing at all.
Okay.
Did you get that? Was that a good answer?
So I want to make sure I'm clear with the ending part with the sphere. Was that the metal ball that I saw that looked like an eyeball in my dream?
Yeah.
Could very well be. That's an interesting,
I'm just like sad that I, not sad, but I was kind of weird that I was running away from it. So, and then I jumped to another view of me seeing the earth ascending into the sky. So it was very interesting. So I thank you all, and I love you all, and God bless you all.
Thank you. Ditto.
Thank you, ditto from me.
Namaste.
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 I think we have two callers waiting, and the first one will be Samuel from Ontario on line two, please.
Namaste, everyone. Thank you very much for being there to answer all of us in this time. I had a curiosity that I've been having for a while now without having an answer, and that I've seen 144 in the oddest times every day now for months, and it seems very synchronistic to me, and I'm just wondering, it seems like it has a connection with maybe you, Mother Sekhmet, and 12 tribes of Israel, and the 144 that's mentioned in Revelations. I'm just wondering, why would I be receiving it through, like, numerology and somewhat throughout the day?
I'm not sure we could understand you very well. Beth, could you interpret? It was, I don't know, but it seems like the last two or three calls have been really hard to understand with echoing and stuff. I don't know, Seth, if that's got to do with anything you can help out with.
Sure. Samuel, let me see if she can hear me better. Samuel is saying, let me know if I don't have this right, that
I was just going to say that Mother went running up the stairs to get to plug this phone in because it could be on our end because it needs to be charged. So that could be it, too. So just give her a go ahead and you can. Now she's within earshot. Now listen, Mother. Okay, go ahead, Beth.
Samuel said that for some months he has been seeing the number 144 wherever he looks synchronistically throughout the day, and he's asking, is Mother Sekhmet able to explain the significance of this to him?
What we can say is you are lining up with the ships of 144,000 of us.
144.
Yes, has to do with you being part of the 144,000.
Well, that means that you have a tremendous mission then. In any way that you creatively decide to engage in it. Yeah, it's now. Now is the time.
Now is the time
and
for peace.
It's got to do with synchronicity again. You know that you're being given your own message every time that you look up. That you're one of the 144,000. This is the best is yet to come time that we're in.
We are in the moment, like the Mayan calendar say, it's not the end, it's the beginning. And,
right. It's the beginning without that nagging timeline.
No time. That's why if you want to go to Venus, swim in a liquid light lake, you can.
And it's been going on, everybody. Lots of things have been going on. And, you know, now, goings on are going to be massive experience, you know. Massive landing all over the planet simultaneously, and no hold barred on the news wire, you know, everybody's going to get to watch everything. I hope you like to watch, everybody. I have to talk to Dick.
Thank you. Samuel, are you complete?
Yes, that is what I had figured. That's what my intuition was telling me, that given my knowledge that I've acquired over the past year, that the lessons that I've learned, how I've been prepared in such a short period of time, it would make sense that I'm meant for something. I don't know what yet, though.
In the last year, have you felt a lot more joy?
Yes, most definitely.
Thank you for telling me that. I thought so. That's the way it works. Mm. It's so much joy when you realize that now you're just going to get the real, what do they say, youth is wasted on the young. Well, we're forever young now, and we're not wasting a second. Oh, gosh, it's exciting. Okay, we're getting our youth back, all of us. Now.
I'm very excited.
I think maybe we're waiting for two people. There might be Glenda first and then Joni second. Thank you, Samuel, so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mother.
Namaste. Glenda, are you still waiting, my dear?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
I have two questions. And for a mother, and they're both about angels. The first one is, I have been asking the ZOR Continuum angels to work on my car because it has some problems. And I think I have been connecting to an angel named Zora. And so I was wanting to ask Mother if there is an angel named Zora that's with the ZOR Continuum angels.
ZOR.
It would be Zora, Z-O-R-A.
He has a zebra?
Yes.
Okay. Zora, Z-O-R-A, Mother.
Yes, we have heard of these folks.
Always another name that pops up. There's as many names as there are.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was my imagination or if I was really talking to her, because she tells me I'm very paranoid about my car. And I ask her every day, I said, now, is it going to get me to work? And she'll say, Glenda, it's going to get you to work. And when I start home, I say, Zora, is it going to get me home? She'll say, Glenda, it's going to get you home. And I ask her, I said, will it last until the announcements when we get our Nassara money where I can get my flying vehicle? And she said, yes. So I was just wanting to make sure that I was actually talking to her and not my imagination.
You are not. You are talking to her.
Now remember, your imagination is the only thing that's real. Look at this. Let's change the meaning of the word. Image and mag. That your car is in perfect health. And it is those who have the power to hold that. Now, you know she's paranoid about your car, and what she was teaching you is that as debt, that your imagining is what makes really work, instead of worrying about it. I mean, your worry could be a static interference, that imagining. That it's really work, because the imagination is reality. I just hope I got a little bit of a glimpse of how you could reverse the way that you're using your energy. You know, when we use our energy that is anxious, stressful, or worried, those are not useful energies, and that takes away from the perfection of the moment, doesn't it?
Yes. I have another question. What is the name of the angel that helps you find lost items?
There is angels find lost items.
There's also a quality that angels represent, and it's called being an empath. And empaths have the ability to lock onto the aura of visual.
Or an object.
Or, yeah. First they lock onto the aura of the individual, and then they can pick up on objects that is around the individual. They literally can bilocate.
I would like to help with this answer, if that's okay.
Yes, that too.
Okay, Glenda, so when you lose something, you're going to rub your hands together vigorously and get your palms warmed up, and you're going to say, angels, please help me find my car keys. And when that heat comes into your hands, it's going to put an energy out, and it won't matter which angel is helping you. You don't have to know a name. There will be angels there, and they will find your car keys, and it will be seconds, and you'll know where it is, and your hands will feel those car keys and connect with that.
Okay.
It works every time. And you have to say it out loud, unless people are with you and you don't want to, say it in your mind. But just say,
okay,
angel, help me find whatever, and it'll be there.
Okay. Mother, this object I lost was this to my new compact, I can't even think of the name of it, my computer. And my disk that I downloaded for the Windows 7, and I either had it at my sister's house or my house, and I can't find it, and she can't find it, and we know we didn't throw it away, and I have to have it for my computer, and it'll cost $250 to replace it, and I just need to know whose house it's in.
What are you looking for? What piece of equipment?
The DVDs that downloads the Windows 7, I've got it downloaded on my computer, but I need that disk to put it up in case I have problems, and we can't find it.
Need a disk.
Yeah, it's a download for my computer, my new computer.
Windows 7 is a new operating system.
Yeah.
Downloaded it, but we can't find it now.
Oh, well, you gotta ask. Gotta ask by yourself, and it show
okay.
up.
Okay,
now,
that's what I see now.
It's just like it's a particular, it's like an object, right?
It is a C with mention on it about the woman's computer.
And I mean, did you say it costs $350 to get a disc that you might can't find?
I think it's $150 to replace that.
Yes, the operating system costs that much.
So I need to find it.
So, Glenda, when you go to sleep tonight, ask the angels when you wake up in the morning to show you where it is. I think I know where it is, but Mother Sekhmet is saying, ask your higher self. This is a spiritual test, and you're going to find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And I'll pass the coffee stick, and I love each and every one of you.
Thank you,
Glenda.
Love you, too.
I think Joni from Jersey has been waiting on line one, please.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, I'm a little quandary over, I've had a very interesting life. When I was about 12, I was hit with a car, and I was knocked out, and I jumped up and ran across the street. I didn't die. I've had so many things happen to me that have been near death, but I have still lived. I went off of a bridge, and my car was just hanging there, and they got me out of the car, and I was fine. I've had bacterial meningitis when people didn't really live, but I survived it. I have had a pacemaker put in. They were going to release me from the hospital. And then right before I was to be released, my heart stopped. And they said, you're going to get a pacemaker. And I said, okay. and my last experience was that I was in a coma for 11 days, and I survived that. So with all these things that have happened to me through the years, and I just wonder why, and I think maybe I'm here to teach people things, but I don't know what. Can you comment on this, Mother?
What we can say is that you have tenaciously hung on to being in this reality. And we will just say,
Well, you have been able to see the threshold between life and another life, and if I'm not mistaken, I would imagine you've been around the block in the sense of on both sides of that reality numerous times. And I know that you make me think of a friend from Seattle. That was way back in 1980, 81, stuff like that. And he had this experience where he took some belladonna by accident. And that takes you out.
Yes, you go out of your body.
And he found out that there was no death.
Of course.
He found out there was no death. And he came back after 3 days. And I'm just saying that when you realize that there is a constancy of presence of your sense of self, higher self, you can just be in the presence of another person and that person will feel that energy, that knowingness, that if I were to say to you, are you afraid of these things? I have a sneaking suspicion of what your answer might be. What would you say if I were to ask you, are you afraid of these things that you have been through?
No.
Exactly.
Good.
Did you ever have an experience? Were you afraid at the beginning of those series of experiences or not?
No. The couple of them when I was hit with the car, I passed out, but I awakened that quickly before the light changed and ran across the street. Before I had the pacemaker, I blacked out, and the last time before I was in a coma in the hospital, that I blacked out for that also. So I would say, if anybody is afraid of dying, it's just like going to sleep.
That's
beautiful.
That's a
teaching all by itself, my dear.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I keep coming back. I don't know why I'm here. And I'm a lot older, and the only thing I can think of is that I'm here to teach people things, but I don't know what.
Have you ever thought of reversing your aging process and not dying and living forever?
No.
Well, did you know that that's fully within your grasp and everybody that's here right now in this moment?
You can do that if you so choose.
Now, oftentimes it requires you that you know that you can change your contract. Like oftentimes we make contracts with the belief system of the time that we come in through. And at that time, you know, everybody believed that everybody had to die.
Yeah.
And that has changed now. That has totally changed now. And what you can do is you can change your contract. You can decide to, to opt for the new energy that's available right now. And that would also probably be best. Do you ever help people with that?
I do, and better yet, Lord Arcturus does. And I have been working with him doing age reversal on myself, and I've been hearing people on Galactic Roundtable chatting, saying, we heard this was happening, but we haven't seen it happen, and maybe Mother Sekhmet could comment, but I would say, if it's not happening, you're not believing that it's happening.
What we can say on the matter is it is happening. Appearances are not what they appear to be. When you are at your place in which you think nothing's happening, everything happens. It is at the point where gotta let go of the mind, feel with that place, in a sense, think with the heart, feel with the mind, feel your senses.
Your higher senses, that means feel your ability to teleport, feel your ability to buy. Well, that's the same thing. Bilocate. No, that's...
It is called I see with the inner eye. That inner eye much more clear than the two eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, Joni, there's a lot of people there. Joni, there's a lot of people tonight that are afraid because they feel they're going to die. And I was wondering if you ever thought of talking to some of those people.
No. But speaking with you people, and that I say that by the time that I was passing out, I just saw black in front of my eyes. And it just, everything just stopped, and then it was like I went to sleep. So, and it didn't feel bad, and you weren't afraid, and all those things. So, if anybody's afraid of dying, it's just like, go to sleep. You're real tired, and you just go to sleep.
Very nice.
Well, I thank you for listening and talking with me, and I pass the talking stick.
Namaste.
Thank you, Lady Master.
Good night.
Good night.
Dixie, hi, are you waiting on line two? Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Mother Sekhmet, for taking the time to answer our questions this evening. I just had a question about something I've experienced a few times when I have gone to bed. Just as I lay down, close my eyes, I start to feel like the bed is shaking. And I was just wondering what would cause that.
Oh, well, what that is your energies moving the frequencies in conjunction with the magnetic grid lines throughout where you live.
There's always something moving at a very subtle level. And that's pretty interesting. How long have you had that experience?
That's actually just started to happen over the last couple weeks.
Oh, boy. Where do you live?
I live in Ontario, Canada.
Okay, up on that end of the world. That's got a very high frequency, you know, that tower that you got up there. You know, the frequency for Toronto is 999.
Oh, wow. I'm like an hour from Toronto.
Pardon me?
I'm about an hour from Toronto.
Well, you're within that sphere then. I'm just saying that is the highest frequency you could probably come up with on the planet. And it's a tremendous point of communication. Intergalactic communication is very, 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 very possible and probable with a frequency like that.
Right. Is there something
that
I can do with that? When I feel that happening, is there something that I should do?
You can tune in, Mother. You can tune in to the spaceship being.
Yes, ask for your higher guides and your angels, masters,
and your
galactic
confederate. Yeah, ask for a galactic tour of the New Jerusalem. What the
correct.
Heck?
Correct. How about it?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Ask if you fall asleep to remember when you wake up.
Yeah.
I have started to do that, to ask to remember and remember my dreams, and because I didn't remember them for a long time, and now they've become very vivid, and I've been dreaming about, you know, I had dreams about portals and about seeing four moons at one time and energy beams going into people's heads, so that's started happening the more I've asked to remember those.
Maybe it's not a dream.
Yeah, lucid dreaming is not necessarily a dream.
What is real? How do you define real, as Morpheus would say?
Yeah. Oh, nice. I just have one other question. A lot of stuff happens to me when I'm sleeping, I guess, but one night I was falling asleep, and I just happened to open my eyes, and when I did, I saw a blue beam of light coming from my chest and going out through the ceiling of the or the roof of the house, and it was kind of moving around like it was with it, and it stayed there for a few seconds, and then it disappeared, and I was fully aware and awake when I saw that. I was wondering what that might be.
That is your Peshat connecting up with the higher self.
Okay.
And
cool.
Yes, it is the Peshat going up to their avatar body.
Right.
Oh. I'm sorry, what exactly is Peshat?
Peshat are the people of Nibiru.
Lion people.
We are lion people. There are people that are bird people, and there are reptilian people as well.
And those are three different expressions.
Yes. And there are many humanoid forms throughout Nibiru as well.
Well, bird and lion and reptilian people are all people. That means they have part human DNA and, in the case of the lion person, part Peshat DNA, lion DNA. And, and same thing for the other two. And that has, you know, that has a way of helping people when they look at animal totems. They do it in the Chinese astrology.
This is the year of the metal tiger.
Yeah. Now that's part of the lion people. You know, it's an aspect of the cat people, you might say.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because I've been seeing, like, in my head, I've keep getting flashes of a white cat face.
That is one of your guides.
Who is that?
White cat.
Yes.
White cat with the, you just see the feet?
I see the face of a white cat.
Ooh. Whoa. Yeah.
I have several cats too.
You know, you just may have a few more conversations with that white cat.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. That's really great. That helps me out a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time to answer my questions. And I passed the talking stick.
And we expect an update on those three.
Okay. I will definitely call in again. Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Amy.
Yeah. Namaste. And I love you all.
Okay. You.
Namaste. Ditto.
We have Taliba back on line one, please.
Hi guys, I'm back again, but something just struck me when the young lady was just speaking about the vibrations on the bed. And I thought it was just me. I thank God for the Galactic Roundtable and you all, because I thought it was just me. I thought it was a figment of my imagination. And I was laying on the bed and I'm wide awake and I'm on the internet doing my daily research, and my body and the bed was like shaking, was vibrating. Well, not even shaking, vibrating. And it happened to me on two occasions. And I allowed it. I accepted it, and I just, you know, I smiled, you know. And I just wanted to know, is Georgia, because I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, is there a frequency, a high frequency in this area?
We would just say very possibly yes.
In Georgia? In northern, central, southern, where are you in Georgia?
Oh, well,
I'm actually in northern.
You're in northern?
Like, yeah, in Atlanta, in Lawrenceville.
Well, she's by Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know, that area is also part of the Ouachita people's, there's a mound. And there's a pyramid in that area, from the time of like 3 million and more years ago that the Ouachita actually built it.
Yeah.
And those are the most ancient people of this land.
They come from ancient Lemuria.
Mm. Yeah. And is that a powerful area? It's also... the oldest mountains on Earth are that whole chain of mountains that start right up there in northern
Blue Ridge Mountains. And she's already in the foothills there.
That's right. Yeah. That's an extraordinary place to hang out.
Okay, great. That's amazing. My meditations are awesome, too. They're amazing. The energies, I just sit still, and I call light to myself, and I ask my mighty I Am presence to stay with me all day, and I give thanks to my archangels and Father, Mother, God, and just I get into it instantly now. So I just give thanks for all of you and making this all aware to me, and I thank God for awakening me at this time, and I pass the talking stick.
Sat Nam. Thank
so
you
nice
very
to hear
much.
From you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Thomas from California. Are you waiting on line 3?
Yes. Hi, this is me.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, I hear you.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you guys could hear me. Yeah, hi. I just had a question real quick. I was just wondering, how much does President Obama know about, like, the Galactic Federation and everything else? Like, is he, like, entirely in the know? And also, about Ascension, like, what can we expect, like, besides, like, abilities and stuff like that, I guess, to happen?
What we can tell you is that the Syrian commander fully knows his mission, yet he has to dance on that fine wire that doesn't seem to be there between the devil and the deep blue sea. See, when you are president of this great nation, in the sense you take on the mantle, you take on the energies of the office of the Christ. Mm-hmm. Archangel Michael, walk with you, talk with you, with that Excalibur. And at that level, this guy got an answer to him. And Archangel Michael, not take lightly to, let's say, whims. We would say, in the sense of what you ask, yes, the Syrian commander aware, he has been briefed, maybe one of the few commanders-in-chief that knows about 38 levels above that office. Yet, we will just say, this is private conversation.
And we love to buy.
Yet, no conversation private on planet Earth. As your friend Dr. Greer has said, this is about full disclosure.
Yes.
The man knows about full disclosure. Negotiations, mediations are ongoing with different members of the Federation of Worlds. And we will just say the various individuals that represent different star nations are in conversation with high-ranking members of both your House and Senate. This has to do with the ancient stories, not so ancient, about Val Valerian, who sat amongst your Congress. All of this has to do with the process right now of full disclosure. This guy knows this why they want to kill him real bad. They don't get to. He has been groomed for this mission for over 1,000 years. And the people of the Kemet don't take lightly to the mission he has chosen, in the sense he knows his responsibility. It is about ascension for all of us. At that level, he is doing what he can do with the High Wire Act. And at the same time, also, we would just say, have to put on one face, then another face, then another. It is about what Randy Rhodes said. When you go through that orientation process, We only are just passing on what we have heard. We pass the talking stick.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, like, about the ascension and, like, I guess, the people that choose to ascend, what can we expect besides the abilities and stuff like that?
What we can say is that you are seeing the different images of the heroes, X-Men, the stories, not just stories, legends. It is the Siddhas, all of your ancient Vedic scriptures, 5,000, 10,000, maybe more years. The stories of the Vimanas, the stories of Hanuman and Krishna, Radha, Sita, Shiva, Parvati. These stories based on actual factual events that your 13 families want to erase from the history books and her story books so that you grow up to be nice, good slaves to the empire.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, and remember, I just want to add one thing. We've always had all our gifts. We've always had them. And right now, we have them too, and we have knowledge. And then it's up to you and me and me and you to take that knowledge with the tool and make something happen. Because you're the biotransducer. You're the one that creates ascension. Nobody drops it on your head. It's always been there. Now you have the access to making use of this knowledge, and it's like gaining experience again. Because when you come into a physical body, you know, you spend the first 7 years figuring out how to navigate in it.
Yes, it is a bit, learning how to walk and chew gum.
on the cosmic level, if you could relate that somehow.
Yes.
So essentially, we all have these gifts and everything else, but at the same time, to actually have them come out, do they just come out through meditation or, through practice of meditation, or will it just eventually come out?
How we would best describe it is as you are in training, you take the time to meditate and visualize seeing what it is like to feel like maybe experiencing growing 10 feet tall, and visualize what it feels like to be 12 feet or maybe the size of an atom, and going through the bloodstream and seeing the different rivers of living light, living love, flowing through this called the Adam Kadmon, or experiencing, looking through the third eye, inner eye in the forehead, pineal gland through the crown chakra, connecting to the 9 stars above your head, as in meditation, when you see a frequency of violet flame light coming out of your hand, almost like Hellboy's girlfriend. And you can see that it's real. That is the power of the violet flame. What can we say? As you see it, therefore it is. So be it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I've been meditating for a while now, and like I was just wondering if like because not many changes have happened like through meditation, I guess, or maybe they have, I don't know, and I was just wondering like what to expect and stuff like that.
Thomas. Well,
we will just say it is all happening. Go with the flow.
Mm.
Watch what happens. Expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. You know, your idea of what it's supposed to look like, I think we're all being asked to drop that one.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Drop it.
It is. You are walking the unknown road with death on your shoulder, if you will, the Nogwal, and take a journey with this one, along with the Peshats that will silently show up beside you, Jaguar Medicine Man, and listen to them. They will tell you the sounds, what to hear, how to smell, how to feel, touch, taste. We passed the talking stick.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I was just wondering because, like, I was thinking maybe it would happen something like, because I've seen, like, things about, like, Edgar Cayce and stuff like that and different, like, people that are telepathic, and I was just wondering, like, kind of what to expect and stuff like that. Like, maybe it would be the same or something similar.
Thomas, one thing that Rama said to me is make no appointments, have no disappointments. And I think Mother maybe is saying you have to find your own path, and she's giving you some clues to that.
Mm. Yeah, I hear what she's saying. Like, I'll definitely look for to do that stuff. I was just wondering, like, because, like I said, I've been meditating for a while, and I'm just trying to find, I guess, a way.
It just to add to what Mother Sekhmet said, it goes back to ask and allow. It's as simple as that, Thomas.
And, you know, make your life an active meditation. You can be eating, drinking, walking, talking, playing, singing, working, make everything come from that higher sense perception of self. And there's no waiting going on then, because you're actively experiencing your higher self. That's the difference between looking for something to show up when it's already there, and that space in between where you feel like you just are in the waiting game. That doesn't exist anymore. That's why Tom Hartman says movement politics. It's time to moveon.org.
Poetry.
Thank you very much. And love to you guys all.
Have fun on your adventure, Thomas.
All right, thank you very much. You too.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Hi, Aaron from Arkansas. Are you on line one?
Yeah, I'm here if you can hear me.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Oh, Mother, I've got kind of a strange question for you. I know a person that does channeling, and she channels a being called Adironda. Have you ever heard of that?
We have heard of this, yes.
Okay. Well, the cool thing is that that's usually the being that comes through, but she's channeled a segment, but I think it's probably the same as you. But she just thought it was segment. Is there a mother segment and a segment, or?
We will just say there are many all over the planet. We come through various forms.
Various levels of awareness of that energy comes that way, too.
Yes.
I definitely understand that. Well, the cool thing was that she said that that Mother Segment's or Segment's head appeared, and her head disappeared, and the lion head came in, and everybody in the room saw it.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, then we are getting our work crossed, aren't we?
I just wanted to tell you that, except
there were only 5 people in a group of 45 people that saw it, and the others were kind of like sensing it, but they couldn't see it. And there were huge yellow beings that showed up behind this lady teacher. And then behind that, it was an emerald green background. And then there was a Omega sign in solid turquoise etched in that background, we had 2 floors tall ceilings, and these guys were the full thing. And there were 5 of us, and we all were going like this at the same time, and we all described it exactly the same. That was pretty awesome.
Wow.
Things like, when you get together with others that are studying the higher mystical and spiritual and healing energies, then that group service energy of the whole group manifests even more powerfully. That's the idea. In this period of our world transitioning from history to her story, it's about world group service. And that has to do with that word communing, community, and you might say, what's another word that begins with com, dot-comming. and doing it galactically, because this device, this computer device, is a fifth-dimensional tool.
Yeah.
As soon as you remember that you have those tools, just like you thought you did, and you start using those tools and interacting, this little nanotechnology in this computer will actually cooperate beyond your wildest dreams. And I passed the talking stick.
I hate to take any more of your time, but I do have one quick question for Mother, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I was the one that, you know, saw the mothership during the Ashtar on the Road call, and that's the biggest ship I've seen, but I have seen a lot of other ones. And for some reason, I'm not seeing them near as often, and I was just curious what you think that's about. If you could just comment on that for me.
We will just say that our crafts go in various areas of the planet where the planet is needing energy. And we travel with the magnetic waves of the planet. Right now, Haiti needing the most attention.
Okay. I kind of thought that maybe I had seen them at the start, and then once I realized they're there, that then they just didn't need to show themselves anymore. But I really like what you said, that they just need to be seen for the energy to be where it's needed. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Thank you for
okay,
that.
Okay, well, I'll let somebody else in. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lori from Wyoming is online, too.
From Washington.
Oh, Washington.
Hello?
Sorry. Hi.
That's okay. Hi. I have something very, very fantastic to tell Mother Second Segment, and I go out and look for the ships at night, and I have seen many of them, and I am kind of telepathic with Hayton, and one night a couple of weeks ago. This is so fantastic. One night a couple of weeks ago, I'm 84 years old. I'm not a dummy. And I tell people things and they think I'm Looney Tunes, but I'm not. I have all my faculties and so anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was out looking at Hayton and I said, you know, I love you. I want to know what you look like. I've never seen you. I understand you're 10 feet tall or something like that. But I want to know what you look like. And then I said goodbye to him and everything. And the next morning, I came into my computer room. I turned on my computer and my printer started. And out came, I'm very emotional about this, out came a beautiful, all in different hues of blue, picture of Hayton. 8x10.
Oh, that's great.
It's got orbs in it, it's got stars in it, it's got orbs in it. He's got yellow eyes, not yellow, but they're glowing.
Yeah.
They're glowing like yellow. And with the little hash marks around it, and he's bald. And he's gorgeous.
Yes.
He's gorgeous.
Yes,
I was wondering why that happened to me.
We can just say all of your evolutionary development according to soul contract. Gotta ask yourself when it's gonna happen.
Well, also, Hayton has a role with a Monka, right?
Yeah, he works with the secret forces, right?
Yeah.
He's the protective forces.
Well, I feel protected. I feel very protected here in Yelm. Anything can happen, and I feel very protected.
Well, if you get lost in outer space, you may just find Commander Hayton there. Will grab you by the scruff of your neck and show you the way home.
Yeah.
That's no joke.
Oh, but I really feel like he's going to be my mentor when the ships come in.
Lucky girl.
Could he be my mentor?
Yeah.
Could he be my
mentor? You're going to have to a galactic mission on this little journey here. I see you helping people up and down from the ships to get in rejuvenation chambers. And in the meantime, you can help yourself in one.
That's what I want to do. I'm always helping people, and I'm always telling people, don't be afraid. You're gonna see some things that you're not going to understand, but don't be afraid. It's wonderful. They're here to help us, and I really am. I really talk about the beautiful Galactic Federation, and I love Sheldon Neidl because I've known him for years. Hello?
For years. Have you ever been exposed to the teachings of Saint Germain and the I Am Sanctuary?
Yes, Germain has been in my home.
Whoa.
Very good.
Yes, he's been in my home. He played guitar for me because I'm a singer, and I still sing at 84. I still do a lot of shows.
Very good.
I have over 3,000 songs that I know, and I made a CD, and I'm 84 years old. I don't have any teeth. They took all my teeth out. I had kind of a mercury poisoning, and I've survived cancer. I've survived polio. I have survived. I'm a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to.
But
be
I was
back.
Wondering why that happened to me. Why? I mean, I really didn't realize that I had such a beautiful relationship and resonated with him. You know.
Well, now you do, and that's why. Because you you're capable of using these higher forms of love frequency, and you're needed sorely on the planet right now. Like Stevie Wonder said, what love needs is more love.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. You know, I send unconditional love to everybody. I even send it to the Bushes and everybody. I send it to them because I just feel maybe it might turn them around.
Nice.
It works.
And I would love
it
to. I would love to be part of what you're doing.
You are a part of what we're doing.
Yeah. What do you think? You're chopped liver or something? You're right here, right now.
Okay. I don't mean to be so naive or so dumb.
You have your faculties, Lori, more than so many others.
Mm-hmm. I do. I really do. Yeah. My husband, mm-hmm. he gets astounded sometimes at some of the things I do and say.
He's
in sync with me, and I am so grateful for that. He's in sync with me, and I love Mark Huber. I love him, and I love all of you, and Beth, and Tamara, and Tara rather, and Rama, and you know I follow you. I follow you on my computer.
Yay!
Wonderful. Thank you for the kind words.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
Well, I know that our Creator has wonderful things in store for us, and I want to be here.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Your pronouncement, let it ring through to the whole world so that hope can come again in the hearts of the people.
I have a beautiful 8x10 picture of Mother Sekhmet, and I love your eyes, Mother Sekhmet. I love your eyes. Reminds me of, they're so peaceful. I mean, they give me peace.
Very good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Give me peace. You have beautiful eyes.
I see you.
I can't wait to meet you.
I see you. That's only takes three letters.
I can't wait to meet you, and I can't wait to meet Hatan. Oh my goodness. I just feel so elated. You know, when I go out and I see those beautiful ships all around. Mm. We live in Yelm, and Yelm is, we have a return master here, Ramtha.
Mm.
She, you know, Jay-Z Knight channels him right here in Yelm. Mm. And Yelm is a very protected place. Ramtha told us that. We're the most protected area in the whole entire world.
Mm.
That's why his daughter is here.
you're very low-key right around there. I mean, it's a one-horse town, but you can pick up a lot of food, nitrogen-packed, right on the corner of town.
We sure can. Yep, it's great. Everybody is so full of love here.
Yes,
you go to
thank you.
Go to the market and they come and hug you and say, oh, we haven't seen you in a long time. Sometimes you don't even know them, but they haven't seen you in a long time. It's beautiful.
Yes,
I wouldn't leave
thank
you.
Thank you so much for you.
I wouldn't leave you.
Impressed.
Nothing. And I thank you, and I love all of you, and I follow you, and please, I blessed Mark, too. I know that he's
absolutely
going to be okay.
Thank you so much, Lori.
And I pass the talking stick.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Mother Sekhmet, may I ask you something? This is Beth.
Yeah.
If it's okay, I found the adventure that Mark and I had with Swami Ji and the Dalai Lama on August 13th. Is it okay if I read that?
Yes, and we will say, Auf Wiedersehen.
You're going to go away, Mother?
The body's getting a bit gone. We got to go up.
Thank you, Mother Sekhmet.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mother. Is there anything more you want to tell us before you take yourself up?
We will just say, watch the unprecedented events surrounding your world concerning the ongoing story called Full Disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And it has everything to do with this guy, the Syrian commander.
Greetings. The most
greetings. One.
Kadosh, Adonai. Kadosh, Adonai, Savayon. Kadosh, Adonai, Savayon. Eliyahu, Yoseh, Bo, Yah, Wah, Adonai, Basu, Barakah. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hello.
Well,
hi,
hello.
Rama. Thank you, Rama.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where did you go, dear?
I was in some kind of tetrahedron that was over one of the stargates. And it was this spinning tetrahedron that was entirely made of gold dust. And it was over this place, I want to say the Peace Tower in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that area of Iceland from the vantage point of being inside the Merkaba vehicle tetrahedron, yet I could not make out the Peace Tower. It was like too tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like the area, it was stationed in space over Iceland. And I don't know why that area in particular.
Well, Iceland, in the Atlantic Ocean, Iceland is the newest Earth forming.
Oh.
And in the Pacific, it's Hawaii. The newest Earth is forming in Hawaii. So those two are symbiotic relationships. And then the new Earth is terraforming from those places.
And also, it's symbolic in a way about imagine peace. We're getting very close.
That's right. Imagine all the people living in a world of peace now.
Yeah.
Right.
John Lennon. Both Michelle and David have John Lennon shirts on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It says, give peace a chance. Is that cool or what? You guys are great.
Yeah. It's
hey, you guys, we have Chandra Das on for a question, and I was thinking maybe we can take one more question, and then Rama, tonight, Mother Sekhmet said it might be possible that the Syrian commander might go for a little jaunt over and see the Dalai Lama, and they might have something to do together. So I wanted to read something that's really short. It was when me and Mark went to see the Dalai Lama last August. And then maybe we can wrap up the call then.
Yes, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, it says we do not have Chandra Das online.
Oh, maybe he figured out Mother left and he decided not to ask.
Yeah.
Well, then you're on, Lady Master.
You're on.
Okay, great. This is one of my best memories ever. It was great fun, and I just want to relive that moment tonight since Mother mentioned it. And thanks, everyone, for sharing this with me. And then we'll go ahead and close the call then. This was on August 13th. Of 2009, and this is Mark and me on one of our trips, and we arrived on the bridge of the New Jerusalem, and there was Ashtar, and there was Swamiji, who is Sri 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 Swami Purna. How do you say his name? Tara. You muted out. It's okay. Forget it.
Oh, okay, we forgot. Wait a minute. We're not codependent you on us being muted, are you?
No, I'm just saying I call him Swami G, I call him Swami Purna, but I think I never say his name right, so I was asking you to say his name.
Oh, his name is Sri, S-R-I, three times, Sri, Sri, Sri. Swami with a V as in victory, S, V as in victory, A, M, I, and then Maharaj, Purna Maharaj.
That's
Swami.
Easy.
Yeah, it is. M-A-H-A-R-A-J, Q-R-N-A.
And he is an actual medical doctor, as I hear.
Oh.
Well, is he?
I have heard
him
called.
Why wouldn't he be? Of course he is.
Medical doctor.
Of course.
Or some kind of doctor.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think that's
correct.
Maybe
a doctor.
Yeah.
If I was broken, I would let him fix me. That's what I have to say. I'm sure he knows how to heal stuff.
Me too.
He doesn't have to be a medical doctor for that, period.
No.
It's just semantics to me.
Right.
Okay, there was a cartoon, Rama, in the 60s, I think, or the 70s, and this boy, blonde boy, and his friend was called Maharish. What was that cartoon? His dad was an adventurer, and they would go on trips.
Johnny Quest.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, David. Okay.
Quest.
All right. I'm really going to read this now.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay,
We arrived on the bridge of the New Jerusalem. There was Ashtar and there was Swamiji. I bowed namaste to both reverently. I thanked them for our meeting. Swamiji put his hand on my forehead and gave a blessing, and then did the same thing to Mark. I looked up and was surprised to see him taking handfuls of light sparkles and throwing them at us, throwing them over us like confetti. Light sparkles fell on everything. And then in parentheses, I was asking a question mark, was that darshana he was giving. And he handed me a glass tube. Inside was a scroll. I looked at him. I was thinking the secret scroll. He said, open it. I opened the vial and the scroll and read it. It said, peace, joy, love. He said, now you may always carry this with you. He was teasing me with a wink and a nod, as in, now you don't have to have a special meeting when feeling down. You already know you possess all of these. I smiled, wise man indeed. Next, he took me and Mark on an interdimensional journey. We arrived at a long granite monastery arched walkway. At the end sat a figure in a throne chair, palms together, looking like Buddha. Regally, Swamiji out in front, Ashtar at his side, Mark and I follow behind. The walkway is lined with Buddhist monks, and we are high in the Himalayas. Each one bows as Swamiji passes. As we get closer to the end of the very long walkway, I see the figure in the chair in human form, but completely lit in golden light. I see this man in his Christ form. When we come close, he stands up to greet us. Swamiji turns back at me. He has materialized a carved glass horse. He cups it in his hand and passes it back for me to gift to our host. Now I see it is the Dalai Lama. I am so pleased. We all bow greetings. As I bow, I hold out the glass-carved horse for the Dalai Lama to take. He takes it. To me, he pulls out of nowhere a round sphere made of pure golden light, Christ light. I bow, thank you. Swamiji says to me and Mark, you both speak of freedom and waiting for peace. I wanted you both to meet a master of peace. I wanted to bring you all together today. I look to the side and in the sky over the mountains, see millions of spacecraft there watching us. Just then, I see the world turning at night, dark, and as each new surface is revealed, millions of dots of light brightly light up all across the world. And Mark responds saying they are points of light which represent each star seed and light worker which is awakened. Namaste, much joy and love, Beth. That's so great. So Rama, Mother Sekhmet, said tonight that this meeting had meaning in connection with what's happening now, with maybe the Syrian commander and the Dalai Lama coming together, maybe for an announcement.
All right, we're back.
I will just say that what I understand about that is that the Dalai Lama is in communication with some of the Galactic Confederation of Worlds who want to announce their presence.
Mm.
Yet he will do that when Ashtar and the others give him the word.
I don't know if anyone was here when I talked about this. This is a while back, maybe a year or two, but I read four books by an author named Oscar McGough, and I read those books when I was in Hawaii in the 70s, preparing the World Symposium on Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar McGough went up on the ship in layers, you might say. He
he went up in a little shuttlecraft, which was unmanned, and he was just given instructions, and he pushed a few buttons, and this craft took him around the circumference of the Earth, and the stops were New York, Saudi Arabia, Tibet, and in Tibet, Tibetan monks were waiting for him, and he landed right in the Himalayas, and they took him into the inner cavern of the mountain, and he went through a 72-hour initiation process, and then they put him back on the ship and said, okay, next, and then he went to Machu Picchu in South America, and that's not a mistake either, because the Air Force literally tracked the change of the energy from the Potala. Underneath the Potala, there are 13 crystal skulls, and they spin, and they emit this energy of 13, which is the energy of Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a constant, and then that energy transferred and rooted itself in Machu Picchu, South America.
Yeah.
And it was in Omni magazine. That's a very noteworthy scientific factual data about what they did. And I mean, it was in the December issue in 1984. And so that's where he went, and then the Essene people took him through a similar process inside the inner caverns of Machu Picchu. He got another 3-day initiation, and then they put him back on the ship, and then they took him to Machu Picchu.